This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Well, we're definitely over the mountain now, boys and girls. One of the intrepid crew just pointed out what Fauci had said. By the time we get to April, that will be what I would call open season, Dr. Fauci says, about the timeline for vaccination ability for all groups to begin getting shots. Open season. Guys, please pull up the definition of Merriam-Webster's dictionary of open season. And then we'll pull up Black's Law. It means you can kill. You can hunt it. And here it is. Biden's looking, and Governor DeSantis has responded, on locking states down with federal troops, having travel restrictions, internal martial law. The borders are wide open. An incredible article. Seniors who already beat COVID-19 are dying from taking vaccine. Massive numbers dying within minutes or hours. Of taking just massive amounts being reported by the federal government dying from the vaccine. This is open euthanasia. This is open season. A period when it's legal to kill or catch game or fish protected at other times by law. I'm sorry, this is so sick. Here's Governor DeSantis responding to martial law and all the rest of it from Biden. I told you he was going to only tighten the noose as soon as he got in, not release it. See all you leftists? You're not part of the establishment. It's open season on your dumb ass. Here it is.
There was some type of report about potential travel restrictions on Americans and on Floridians, and I think it's an absurd report that they would be doing that. I think it would be unconstitutional, it would be unwise, and it would be unjust. And if you think about it, restricting the right of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce. So we will oppose it 100%. It would not be based in science. It would purely be a political attack against the people of Florida. And it's unclear why they would even try talking about that. Just look at the COVID situation in the state of Florida. So since December, the last couple months, Florida's per cases per capita compared to the rest of the country, 28. 27 other states higher per capita cases. And for the bulk of the entire pandemic, it's a similar story. Hospitalizations per capita over this time period, Florida ranks 30th. 29 other states have higher per capita hospitalizations. Fatalities per capita for this same period, Florida ranks 42nd. 41 states have higher per
capita. Let's stop there. I like DeSantis. I have a good feeling about him. I think he's a good guy. He's backed Trump. He's done a lot of great things. But just like Trump, we put him back on screen, please. Just like Trump, he goes, oh, it's science. It's like all the vaccines I got in the Navy. He's a Navy SEAL. It's an mRNA gene therapy and not a good one. So they give gene therapy a bad name. There's a lot of promising gene therapy. It goes in and creates a protein that the body then has an autoimmune response to. And when cells die, most of them build up that protein, and you're going to have constant serious anaphylactic shock. It's in the frickin' literature, man, and it's killing a bunch of people. And the former chief scientist at Merck, who left in good standing, has been writing papers warning people, saying, I'm an expert in this. This thing is designed to hurt people. Other scientists say it's a road to hell. He'd rather die than take it. Biggest hoax ever. So there it is. DeSantis has a son, if you're a radio listener, why am I going off on it? It says, seniors first. And then you text this number, and if you're old, you get it first. Hey, DeSantis, the British ministry 2 months ago had so many old people died, they said no one over 75 should have the Pfizer or the other mRNA vaccines. There's four of them. It's one thing if somebody wants to attenuate the virus and take that. But those four aren't effective because you can't create a vaccine for a damn cold virus. Everyone knows it, so... DeSantis is very responsive to his constituents, folks. Flood him with the articles. Flood him with the three groups that shouldn't take the mRNA vaccine from the British news. It's the same damn vaccine. And it says, not over 75, not under 16, and not when you're pregnant. A lot of people are dying, damn it! Do something!
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should. But once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born.
Ladies and gentlemen,
love misery.
Hashtag cancel Disney Plus is trending after Star Wars cancels Gina Carano, who is a conservative former MMA fighter. She fit the bill as the big burly girl that beats all the boys. That's a prerequisite in all action movies put up by Hollywood to undermine the idea of male supremacy and male toxic masculinity. But when she put out a tweet talking about how horrible the Nazis were, but that it was the public that helped the Nazis do it, they banned her as a virtue signal. You're like, but it doesn't make sense. She said the Nazis were bad. It's about anybody can be banned anytime for any reason. It's total control. It's authoritarianism. The now-deleted Instagram story showed a picture of a Jewish woman being persecuted by Nazis and said Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people don't today know and realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? So because she pointed out that what Hitler did to certain groups, the left is doing to us, well, yeah, Hitler learned it from the communists. I mean, Mussolini learned what he did from the communists, and Hitler learned from Benito Mussolini and the black shirts. Benito Mussolini was the leader of the communists till he converted to fascism. But see, Hollywood is now the real fascism. So she points out all this tyranny and says this, so she's kicked off the show. But somebody else on the same movie comparing Trump to Nazis and the Holocaust, well, that's okay, because see, that's not true. So let's talk about Disney and how there's this authoritarian system and how heavily invested Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and all of them are in it, and how they're all helping with legacy media, big Hollywood productions, and big tech to create this unified oppression, but what they're really into and what their culture is and what makes them tick. Now, this is a small micron of the pedophilia in Disney. Overhead shot, please. This is just search engine Disney manager pedophilia, Disney director pedophilia. You'll get hundreds of articles. Overhead shot, please. Here's a few of these. Disney manager was living vicariously through child porn images, deputies say. Disney hired convicted child molester to work on 2006 kids show report. Director of Disney film about troubled teen is registered sex offender, AP. some questions. ABC and Disney's willingness to work with registered sex offenders and pedophiles after immediately canceling Roseanne. We're talking about George Soros, a national Nazi collaborator. Police uncover massive pedophile ring at Disney World. I mean, look at these dudes. That's your PBP, pot-bellied pedophile. They all got that same look. But that's a Renfield. They always serve the archetypal Dracula types. That's like Chucky Schumer. And I'm not saying he's a literal Count Dracula, folks. I'm saying, I mean, Prince Charles is literally the line of Count Dracula and does all the satanic rituals. That's actually true. If you think I'm joking, he's typing Prince Charles, direct line of Count Dracula. He now lives and he bought Count Dracula Castle back and has little kids that stay there with him. And there's all these weird photos in Romania and Transylvania of him with little kids in the castle and little boys. I mean, you can't make this up, folks. You think I'm joking? Type in Prince Charles with orphans in Transylvania. I'm not joking about any of this. Disney World employs 16 men arrested in child pornography sting. Disney under fire for hiring convicted pedophiles to work in kids shows, specifically. Disney fires Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn after tweets about rape pedophilia unearthed. No, he hosted parties, child molesters parties, child molester themed parties, where they simulated killing children. Former Disney Channel actor alleges manager sexually assaulted him almost weekly. Former Disney star Jordan Pruitt files sexual abuse charges against Disney and longtime Nashville producer. Former Disney VP convicted of sexually abusing girls. AP. Meanwhile, Biden's not going to confront the CCP about all their slaves and slave camps. But that's okay, because Tim Cook's gay. Cops arrest 16 suspected pedophiles. Blah, blah, blah. On and on and on. 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 Now 35 Disney World workers arrested on sex charges. Mandolin star, though, she's fired. She said the Nazis were bad. Bella Thorne opened up about her childhood sexual abuse and why she never went to the police. Jeffrey Epstein, financiers forced his victims into sham marriages for U.S. visas. It's all a global trafficking ring. It's human smuggling. Unearthed tweet show Jamie Raskin, Joe Biden, saying, fight like hell. Oh, fight like hell, but now he wants to impeach Trump for it. How a leading anti-Trump group ignored a crisis in its own ranks. The head of the Lincoln Project, a big fat popopedo. New York's Catholic Church leaders control billions outside the reach of abuse survivors. Super Bowl runs ads making jokes about Hillary and pedophilia. It's so much fun. And then what I covered last week. German nuns rented orphan boys to businessmen for gangbangs and orgies. And it goes on. It's all mainstream news. And then how Obama smuggled kids in that ended up in sex slavery. But it's okay because he's black. What happened to the kids in cages? Well, they disappeared, and it was on Obama's watch. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile ring, where the state knowingly placed small boys with convicted rapists in a psychological test that spanned over 40 years. The psychiatrist said the one true love is a man having sex with a boy. We're creating a new civilization based on man-boy love. Senior Republican that was anti-Trump, arrested for running pedophile ring, was organizing the rape of babies. Promised screaming babies in pain, their favorite. I'm quoting them. And then Obama administration placed children with human traffickers, report says, Washington Post. But remember, folks, this is just, remember, they said there's no pedophilia and none of it exists. And if you talk about it, you're making it up, and it's all Pizzagate, and it's fake, and you should be banned. And if you try to share these articles on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, they ban you because they're protecting the whole damn thing. I'll say this for Obama. He only places kids with molesters. He actually, in the files, likes men. And that's consenting men, you know, whatever. He does hire them. $65,000 in male prostitutes at one party in Chicago alone for Obama over the weekend. Going rate, they say, is quite a bit, probably dozens of men. So there you go. And I mean, look, and the fact that he's married to Big Mike, it's okay that she's a trans. I don't hate people for the fact that, you know, that's going on. It's just the issue is that Joan Rivers said she's trans, and a lot of people think that's the word. She's got the shoulders of a linebacker. He does. Then she was dead. They said she went in for a routine surgery, and they said when she died, fire was shooting out of her mouth 2 feet. I'm not kidding. Some of a device machine blew up in her throat while she was getting plastic surgery. Yeah, there it is. Obama was a cocaine-using gay hustler, says woman who claims to have been a Hawaiian classmate. All right. But that's okay because Tim Cook's gay. It's like, hey, if he runs, if Apple runs death camps, it's okay. Because, again, Tim Cook's gay. Just remember that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is BitBoy on YouTube, BitBoy Crypto, Ben Armstrong. And I've seen his videos for a while, but I've seen some really good historian on things. Really has his ear to the ground, knows the grindstone, smart cookie. And so now that you see the total ascension of Bitcoin and all the rest of this, I thought we should have him on. I'm trying to get him on for a week or so, but actually it's perfect timing today. He's here with us. We'll be right back with BitBoy, BitBoy Crypto. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Joining us, he's on Twitter at Bitboy_Crypto and on Facebook Bitboy Crypto. And we had Max Kaiser on last week. He predicted all-time highs for Bitcoin. He first told me about it more than 10 years ago, tried to give me a bunch of it. I was at Bilderberg event covering it, and quite frankly had eaten so much roast at night, was drinking wine with him and David Icke, that I didn't ever actually get the Bitcoin. He was actually pissed off about it for a while, wouldn't talk to me for about 6 months, but I wish I would have gotten on that train. But here's the news. America's oldest bank adopts cryptocurrencies, will treat Bitcoin as any other asset. MasterCard's announcing that they're going to take it in a bunch of cryptocurrencies, it looks like. Elon Musk was just down the street from me at Joe Rogan's studio. That interview happened today, but just dropped about an hour after they taped it. That's gone out. A bunch of big stuff was reportedly said there. And so regardless of what you think about Bitcoin, it's become dominant. It's there. What about the other currencies? What does this mean? What does it mean to the dollar? What does it mean to the new Chinese currency? The reason I wanted to get Bitboy Crypto on, Ben Armstrong, is I've seen his stuff for a long time. But some of his videos lately, he really does a great job, better than I do, laying out the history of this, what's going on, what he thinks is going to happen. And so I really appreciate him joining us for the balance of the hour. Good to have you here, Bitboy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Definitely glad to be here and talk Bitcoin and crypto and the whole nine yards.
Well, where do you want to start with what's currently happening or where it began? Because you've got so much to say.
Yeah. Well, I think the interesting thing that I was thinking about while you were doing the introduction there was, you know, for me personally, I go back also to 2012. So about 9 years ago is the first time I invested in Bitcoin, and I wasn't really investing in it as an investable asset. I was putting money into it to use it for the original purpose of Bitcoin, which was supposed to be an electronic currency. And so I also, kind of like you at that time, didn't realize what I was looking at. And I actually did have some. What happened was, is over the next several years, after I sold and made a few $1,000s early on, I watched the price of it just absolutely skyrocket and, you know, just kicking myself in 2017 for not knowing what I was looking at. So I set out on this expedition for the next several years, you know, ever since 2017 to just totally dedicate myself to cryptocurrency and making sure that other people don't fall into the same trap that I fell into, which was not really knowing about it, kind of hearing about it, but not necessarily knowing what it was and the revolution that is Bitcoin. And so, you know, have a similar story to that is you not knowing what I was looking at the time. And it's very interesting to see where it's came to. And now, you know, on the channel here, we're the number one cryptocurrency channel right now. We just took that crown away this week. And so we know there are people watching, there are people interested. And, you know, I know for you personally, and for InfoWars and things like that, deplatforming is a big conversation. And, you know, there's whole branches of blockchain and cryptocurrency that deal with that as well. So just a lot of interesting stuff to look at.
Elon Musk a few months ago sent out, they called it a lewd image. It really was. It was a beautiful woman bent over and her rear end has Bitcoin over it. And you know, he said, you know, me being tempted by Bitcoin. Well, it looks like the temptation was just too much for him. And it looks like him coming into the market just a few days ago has set off a chain reaction. How does he have so much influence?
Yeah, it is interesting. And I think this is where we get into the difference between something like Dogecoin that he tweets about and the price goes up. And these are what he's really doing with Bitcoin, where Tesla put in $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin through an SEC filing last month. You really start to see where he's putting his money where his mouth is. And I just think when it comes to Bitcoin, the future and truth of it is undeniable at this point. There's no longer a conversation of if it's going to make it. The conversation is, how high is it going to go? What is the future of Bitcoin going to look like? Is it going to eventually become a reserve a world reserve currency, kind of almost like in the same vein of gold, you know, the way it backed U.S. dollars at one time? Or is it going to become more like a currency itself where people are exchanging it as a medium? And I think, you know, at this point, most of us believe that's not the case. We do believe that it is much more of digital gold. Now, how high that can go in terms of world adoption, we don't know. That's the question. It's not whether it's going to make it or not. It's not whether it's a good investment. In the long term, it's how popular is this going to be across the world, and can it, you know, change financial markets forever? And, of course, we definitely believe here at BitBoy Crypto that it can.
Well, I like your show because I don't feel like I'm being hustled, and I have a lot of knowledge just about financial markets and the history of banking. And then I know what Bitcoin is. I understand it. I've stayed out of it just because I don't want to steer my listeners wrong. I mean, I told them, I don't know, was it 6-7 years ago? I said, gold's about to go down for a while, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I'd get out now, and I had a bunch of sponsors get pissed. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to tell what I think. Now I told people a couple years ago, I said, get back into gold, back into silver. You've seen what happens. And this is pretty common sense stuff. So gut level, what made you finally get into it, and where do you see it going now? And I think the sky's the limit now that big banks are endorsing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the stuff we're seeing today with MasterCard and with BNY Mellon, and then also with Amazon also testing digital currency payment solution in Mexico. That news came out today as well. And then just, you know, Tesla buying Bitcoin, Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy have it. Here's something so interesting. We're seeing these companies use Bitcoin not only to kind of back their treasuries now. It's publicity. If you're a company and you're buying Bitcoin, it's so favorable right now that you get a lot of attention. Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy was a company that basically nobody knew about until they bought $450 million worth of Bitcoin, and now they're the hottest thing going, especially in Bitcoin and crypto conversations. He's actually the guy that spoke with Elon Musk and kind of lured him over into finally committing to Bitcoin. So for me, what it took to get there was just understanding that the system that we have now is broken. I think we all know that. I mean, the Wall Street Bets thing has definitely proven that to us. But in terms of Bitcoin versus kind of gold, and you were talking about, I really like what you said there, where you said you didn't feel like you were being hustled on my channel. We're very authentic. We're very transparent. And we're going to tell the people exactly what's going on. We're not going to, you know, give these crazy stories and narratives based on whatever's popular that day. We're very consistent with what we believe that is happening with cryptocurrency. It's based on a 4-year cycle. We're now in the fourth cycle of Bitcoin. And we know that pretty much for the rest of this year, for the majority of the year, prices are going to go up. And then we know at some point towards the end of the year, we're probably going to go through another bear market. We'll start another bear market. And we're not afraid to say that. A lot of people would say
that. But look at the long-term graph, it's going up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, for most of Bitcoin's life, every single person who's ever invested in it is in profit. And that tells you everything. Right now, as of today, Bitcoin hit a new all-time high at $48,540 or $580, somewhere around there. Literally this morning, every single person who had ever invested in Bitcoin was in profit and made money. Now, you know, the thing is did they sell? You know, a lot of times along the way, people will sell. They'll get scared. You know, the kids these days are calling it, you got to have the diamond hands from Wall Street Bets. But you got to have the gumption to be able to stick with your gut and stay in the market when the prices are down, because you know eventually they're going to go up. When
sure, all of these markets, the whole stock market, everything, obviously it's all inflationary, and it's designed to screw people over that want to jump in at the top and think they're going to get out real quick. That's not how it works.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, and that's what the big money is counting on. And, you know, kind of the stuff of Wall Street Bets make me wonder a little bit if maybe a lot of investors are baited into getting in the stock market right now, as it could be near the top.
Well, yeah, China runs Reddit. I think that whole thing smelled big time. Stay right there. Let's come back and just look at every angle of this and what this means and why this isn't the tulip mania that was a total bubble hoax. There is real value of Bitcoin. What is its main value, and who's behind it? We'll be right back.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter Sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off, or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Smart guy. I got a bunch of questions. I want to talk about some of the other currencies, how people are making their own cryptocurrencies. I mean, I like the idea of having other currencies that aren't just tied to governments and systems. And when I say everything's inflationary, when the main currencies are inflationary, that's going to be seen in the stock market. So I understand there's a limited amount of Bitcoin. It itself is inflationary, but other inflationary systems are going to drive it up as people hedge bets. That's happening with gold. It's happening with silver. It's happening with Bitcoin. And again, I've understood this, but I've never wanted to actually endorse this or that, because It's got a lot of danger in it. But I think now it looks like the system is giving a nod to Bitcoin. Is from your research, who really started it? And let's talk about some of its provenance, because you're an informed guy. You talk to a lot of people. And did the system start it to grow its own new global currency? China thinks they're about to launch theirs, but here this is 10, 12 years ahead of it. Or is the system now just watching it grow and get so big they just want to absorb it? What's the best money on?
Yeah, so it's a very interesting conversation when you really start to break down, you know, Bitcoin versus other currencies. And then, like you were mentioning about hedging assets, I mean, obviously part of the rise of Bitcoin over this last year has been the overwhelming money printing in the United States due to the stimulus. When you really think about since Bitcoin's creation, out of the 2008 financial crisis in 2009, 70% of all U.S. dollars in existence have been printed since the creation of Bitcoin. And when you really start to break that down and wrap your mind around it, it is so insane. I mean, 25 to 30% of all dollars in the world, or of all U.S. dollars, you know, in circulation total, were printed last year.
It's horrifying. It's horrifying.
It is. Absolutely. And so part of the rise of Bitcoin has been compounded by that money printing, because obviously as the dollar has dropped 12% for the DXY, the dollar index, I mean, obviously that drop has added to the amount of dollars in value that Bitcoin increases. So it's really just one of these tricky things where, you know, I'm always kind of caught in the middle, because I mean, I love my country. I love America for sure. And it's not the best thing for America for us to lose the world reserve currency, for us to have this crazy inflation, this crazy money printing. But at the same time,
the left is doing everything they can. I mean, they just signed an executive order tripling prescription prices and ripping people off. The Keystone Pipeline. I mean, everything that would make you invest here, they're turning the life support off on the country. So then Americans are going to have to do whatever they're going to do to survive. But I didn't mean to digress there, but it's sick.
Well, kind of what I would say about that is that when you really look throughout the history of civilization in the world, when you look back at the Romans and you look back at the Greeks and you see what happened with their system of money, they all had the same thing in common. Even though helicopters were not invented back then, they were basically dropping helicopter money at the end of their civilizations too. And we've really hit a point with the dollar to where it's almost irreversible. We have gone so parabolic with the amount of money that we printed that it's almost like there is no going back. And you mentioned the digital currency from China, the digital yuan. Well, they've already done testing on that last year in 2020. Now, the testing supposedly didn't go so great. Basically, the people of China said, well, why would we use this when we could just use, WePay from the WeChat app? And there's a lot of questions about whether or not that's going to really take off there. And, you know, I know obviously China wants to have that world reserve currency. And so, you know, right now with the dollar losing so much value, and then with China on the move trying to get the world reserve currency, because obviously, you know, if that happens, they would have the same economic power over the world that we have having the reserve currency. And for people that just don't understand how that works, whatever country has the world reserve currency, every bank in every country around the world that wants to transfer money, they have to own your currency. That's what really gives us such, you know, financial power over the rest of the world. And we're the latest in a long line of reserve currencies that started in the 1400s in Portugal. And the average lifespan of each one of these currencies is 100 years. And right now we are right at the 100-year mark for the U.S. dollar. So it's very interesting to see that kind of as we got to the end of the stimulus, this money print, well, not to the end of the stimulus, but where we're at in the money printing, that it seems like all that's lining up. And
Let's just slow down. A lot of people are going to say America's 250 years old. Explain to them there's been different phases in the U.S. currency and how it operated and how you're saying right. We're in 100 years of this current dollar. Uh-huh. We also have Bretton Woods. We're about 70 years from that system. So we're coming to the end of Bretton Woods.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it boils down to. And so obviously we've had the dollar for longer than that, but we've been the world reserve currency at which the epicenter of financial dealings in the world for close to 100 years now at this point. So because of that, each one of these, if you go back, you look when Portugal had it, when you look when Spain had it, when you look when the UK had it, then you see the average lifespan is 100 years.
That's right. When the pound went under after World War II, we inherited the British Empire. And so now we're right back in that cycle again. Why do you think the establishment is setting America up for a fall? I mean, Trump obviously tried to block that. That really pissed him off. That was his big crime. And people are like, well, he's bad on vaccines. I go, yeah, I get Trump doesn't know what he's doing in some areas. But I said, you know, he is at least trying to prop up the dollar. And that got in the middle of their path. What do you think the different players are? I mean, we know who the players are. How do you see it shaking out? What ends up being the new global currency? A spectrum, an exchange of cryptocurrencies and national currencies that I see being traded on a more and more volatile way. And then they'll have like distilled units of currency that are spectrums of hedge currencies together. That's what I see this evolving into.
Yeah, so that's definitely an interesting question. So I look at that and I see three possible options. I don't think the dollar, I mean, if we just look at history, and I know people have been saying the dollar's going to collapse forever, and I was definitely guilty of laughing at those people 5 years ago. You know, but now, as of today, understanding where we're at in the world, it's just not going to be much longer, no way around it. So we're really looking at what I think are three possible players. We're looking at the digital yuan. I mean, that's why China's testing it right now, obviously. Why would they be doing it at this exact moment? They see what's coming, you know, with the stimulus, the money printing. We could lose that reserve currency. So that's one thing that definitely could become the next, you know, reserve currency, the digital yuan. Number two would be Bitcoin, right? Well, Bitcoin might not necessarily be the reserve world currency in the way we've traditionally had it. It can be more the reserve currency as a backing to something else. And that could actually be maybe a stable coin that's pegged to the value of Bitcoin. Because, I mean, everybody on the peer-to-peer level is people, is humans. Most of us would be in favor of a peer-to-peer system that doesn't involve tons of regulation and tons of people jumping in the middle. And so that could kind of provide that. There's nobody that owns Bitcoin as a whole. Even the creator, which a lot of us think is, you know, is passed or, you know, maybe not, is maybe lost access to his, you know, storehouse of Bitcoin. But a lot of us think, nobody owns Bitcoin, to point is what I'm trying to say. Nobody owns Bitcoin as a whole. So,
okay,
it is.
So that's the second scenario. What's your other scenario?
The third scenario would be, this is pretty dark. It's a pretty dark scenario. Facebook. Facebook with Libra. Now, if you look at what Facebook tried to do by creating their own coin, I mean, we all know that, you know, Facebook and big tech, the techocracy, as I call it on my channel, it's a very dark future looking at what's going to happen if those companies control things, which, I mean,
they're already operating governmentally. They're already setting up their own courts. Exactly. They're already setting up their own cities. I mean, they are really behaving as if they are the future.
Well, I would say that a lot of times we really direct all of our hatred on what's happening in the current system towards the government. And obviously the government has
can't even find its ass with both hands compared to big tech.
Yeah, the number one enemy right now is big tech. I mean, I agree with that 100%. And so that's it. If Libra is able to, it's already launched in one form. Basically, the government said you can't do it in that way. They basically, instead of having it pegged to a stable or a basket of assets, is now pegged individually to each currency. And I don't know, if big tech continues on the way it is, then we could be looking at a Facebook stable coin as the reserve currency.
And then if you're not a good little globalist, you're not allowed to have it. We'll be right back with BitBoy Crypto. Smart guy, stay with us.
Wait, trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's mind control, mind control, corruption of your thoughts, destruction of your soul.
I am not against innovation. I'm worried about Trojan horses in technology. And I'm suspicious of it. I never got into Bitcoin, and I thought I could raise hundreds of millions of dollars. I listened to Max Kaiser in front of this whole operation.
Don't let them
move. You're running a whole show on this. It's going to be the biggest thing within 10 years. Here's 10,000 out of it or whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right. And then, you know, here we are. But literally got so mad at me, he wouldn't talk to me for 6 months. Max is a great guy. But we're about to go back to our guest here in a minute, Bitboy Crypto. But first, back in stock after being sold out for 6 months. You're like, Jones, we hear you plug this all the time. No one told me this was sold out. The Alexa Pure Pro is their biggest, nicest stainless steel gravity fit filter. Cuts all the garbage out. It's the highest rated one out there. There are hundreds of these gravity fit systems. And so there's like two or three that are right up there at the top with it. We sell two of them. But we've got a special $50 off on the Alexa Pure Pro and a bunch of other discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. It's good for you and your family, and it funds our operations. So please start filtering your water and help fund the InfoWar at 360Win. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off, InfoWarsStore.com. And our vitamin D3 with vitamin K, winter sun for your immune system, highest quality for children, adults, especially old people. It is back in stock for your immune system. Defend your immune system, 25% off, winter sun plus, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have our liquid turmeric extract that's concentrated. That's really great for your whole body, anti-inflammatory. And we also have lung cleanse, 50% off, back in stock as well, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay. Let's now go ahead and go back to BitBoy Crypto. And again, you can find him on YouTube. Just type in BitBoy Crypto. Very, very easy to find. Number one show on YouTube. Tens of millions of views a week on what's happening, getting hotter and hotter. And of course, you have the great website. What's the best website for folks to visit BitBoy?
Well, we do have BitBoyCrypto.com. We're actually in the process of rebranding that. We'll have a whole brand new look and feel to that website coming out in the next probably 2 to 4 weeks. So,
well, that's
you guys
exciting.
Can head on over to. Yeah, thank you.
Now, I've been asking a lot of questions here. I won't be able to get out anything else you want to point out or talk about trends and what you're predicting. But you were talking about those three scenarios. I think those are the three main scenarios, and I agree with you. But still, Wall Street, the big banks run things. And what I see them doing is allowing a bunch of competing systems in. I agree, big techs, Zuckerbergs, China's, and then an EU model, a U.S. I mean, and I think you're going to end up having a whole spectrum of currencies. I think Bitcoin's going to be king because whoever put it out got a great system first. That's why I think it's probably the establishment, probably the globalists, but we can get your take on that. And so I see it being for a while a bunch of like stocks and like different systems, and then there'll be gateway portals to your card or to your phone or to your face scan, and then people will then be managing all these different currencies they've got that then extrapolates out with an algorithm and that is basically accepted everywhere. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of possibilities on where things are going. Some of them good, and definitely, you know, some of them could be bad. I mean, we all know with technology, as you know very well from stuff you talk about on this show, you know, there are definitely ways that they can be, you know, beneficial, and they can also be used for control and things like that. And that's
I don't want Wall Street to take control of it. I just think that's what they're going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, we kind of see some of that happening right now with, you know, some of the big institutional banks coming in. Here's a great, for instance, there's a guy, his name is Scott Minard. He is from Guggenheim Partners. He is their CIO, Chief Investment Officer. This guy, within 3 weeks, went on CNBC and through some other outlets. 1 week, he says, Bitcoin is going to $400,000. The next week, he says, oh, everyone show restraint. Bitcoin may be done. And then the next week, he says it's going to $600,000. The thing that happened in the middle there was Guggenheim Partners had filed something with the SEC, a deal where they were going to buy Bitcoin on a certain date. And guess what day he came out and said, show restraint. We don't know how it's going to be. Literally the day before they were allowed to buy it. And that was the day, the Bitcoin price.
So he drove it down in total manipulation to buy it.
Absolutely. And we see that. We see J.P. Morgan doing it consistently. J.P. Morgan.
That's what they do to silver.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities. But the thing is now, in my opinion, I make this comparison a lot. You know, the Internet is basically the printing press of our modern time. And if you look back at what happened in the days with the church back before the printing press, they would control because nobody could read the Bible and know what it actually said. So they're like, you had to pay X, number of dollars or whatever the equivalent was at the time for a blessing or to be forgiven or whatever. Then finally the
indulgences,
people got it. They're like,
indulgences.
Yes. And then the people got it and learned how to read out of the printing press. They're like, this doesn't fly. This doesn't line up. And so what we're seeing now with the Internet and what we saw with Reddit and the Wall Street Bet subreddit is we're realizing that David's got a lot more power than Goliath at this point. There's more of David than of Goliath.
Now, that's right. And as people get educated and they're not just listening to a priest, they're going to make bigger decisions. And as we join in groups, the system isn't going to be all powerful forever. There'll probably be a new system and we'll have new rulers.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that consistently through time. You have some good seasons and then you have bad seasons. You're given the keys to the kingdom and then you mess the whole thing up. I mean, we've seen that time and time.
Well, let me ask you this. What cryptocurrency has the best value? Because people are always going to ask me, what's the value? And I'm like, well, what's the value of a tally stick? Gold and silver is industrial metal. We know why that, but that's a fiat. Not fiat. That is a finite thing. I mean, is Bitcoin king of all these currencies, or what do you think is the best and why does it have value?
Yeah, well, I would say that Bitcoin is definitely the king in terms of right now, and it's going to be the best bet for most people to come into the market. I mean, we just know that not only does it have a lot of upside in a bull market, but it has less volatility to the downside. It's still a lot of volatility. If you look at the average bear market, which we've gone through three full bear markets now in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin drops an average of 85%, while the other cryptocurrencies drop 95%. So
clearly this stuff's here to stay. Clearly Bitcoin looks like it'll be here probably forever. What are you most invested in?
Yeah, Ethereum. Ethereum is the number one coin that we're invested in. We also like a competitor of theirs, Cardano. We're real big on ADA because we think, and this is what it breaks down to. If Bitcoin were to completely replace the gold market cap, the last number I looked at, I don't know if this is accurate, like $11 trillion, somewhere around there for gold. That's the limit, right? But when you look at Ethereum and Cardano and even Polkadot and Elrond is another one, eGold, these have the opportunity to bring the derivatives markets into play for regular people. And we do a lot of hate and shaming on the hedge funds for shorting. And there's this idea that we want to, like, break up this derivative system, which, by the way, is $250 billion of IOUs floating around the world. But in reality, I don't think that's the way we should be looking at it. We should be looking at it as, wow, this is an opportunity for the common man to play the same game that the big money is playing. And so the derivatives market can come into cryptocurrency. Well, not into cryptocurrency in general. The derivatives market can come into play through these smart contract platforms in a decentralized manner. And because of that, I think when you factor in the $250 billion of IOUs in the derivatives market, that brings so much higher value on the long term to those smart contract platforms that are.
And by the way, I agree, but once you're talking about quadrillions, it doesn't even matter. But I mean, it's quadrillions and quadrillions. And, I mean, the numbers are just like, there's not enough atoms in the universe at this point.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I always made this comparison. But one of my favorite movies growing up, which I don't get in this kind of humor anymore, but was Dumb and Dumber. Like, I loved Dumb and Dumber as a kid.
We're looking for old oil boys. There's a town about 2 miles down that way.
Yeah, exactly. But I like the part where the whole movie is about this $1 million briefcase that gets, you know, in Jim Carrey's hands by accident. And at the end of the movie, it's like the climax, or in the, you know, there's a gun out and there's all kinds of stuff happening. And they say, open the briefcase. And he opens the briefcase, and all it is IOUs. He spent all the money. And it's like, you got this IOU for, I think it was a Lambo or Ferrari or something in there. And I'm like, that's our entire financial system. That's like over 50% of all the world's money is in this derivatives market. Yeah, there it is. That's good.
And that very same Klaus Schwab UN globalist group wants the Great Reset to put us in debt and convince us that everything falls apart because of this virus. No, it's the lockdown that's the cover for this world reset they want. And I mean, I think so. For in your research, I'm sure you've come upon the whole Great Reset issue.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, that was something we definitely wanted to mention on this interview here. We did a whole series on the Great Reset, 5 videos on it back a few months ago, and that's where we discovered a lot of really interesting things. And I mean, it's not deniable. The IMF has said that's what they want to do, and they put out a blog post showing what the future will look like. And the future looks like, hey, you know what? I love giving up my privacy. Like, that's the words they want to put into our mouths. They want us to accept Big Brother in the world for a better future for all of us based on the opinions of who.
Hey, I know you got to go. I got Joe Salente coming up. This is a 2-minute break. Do 5 more minutes with us and talk about those series, because that was a loaded question. I watched 2 of your series. I plan to watch the others. It's just excellent. I actually learned a lot of stuff watching, so I'm a big fan. Again, folks, you need to check out his website. You need to check out the information. You need to check out their Facebook, BitBoy Crypto, BitBoy _ Crypto is BitBoy Crypto. That is Ben Armstrong. Hope he'll join us again soon. Back in 2 minutes, and we'll get his take on the Great Reset and how to fight back against it, because it's just crazy. Like, I have a private jet airplane, but you can't have a car, says John Kerry. I mean, these people are just the most hypocritical, condescending criminals. And, man, I would love to see a bunch of decentralized things unseat them. My God, these parasites to keep us poor on purpose. We have unlimited wealth, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.